When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the show. Hour number three, we're the Junkies, live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. You know what that music means. Time to talk fantasy with our good friend Dave Richards, CBS Sports fantasy football expert, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Just ask Dave. For all your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check him out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com.
All right, Dave.
Dave.
Are you there, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, man. Jason said, I guess he was in five leagues. He's still alive in one.
I was in five. I was in the playoffs in three. I was eliminated in the other two last week. Not happy.
Okay.
But I'm in the semifinals in one other.
What
league.
About you, Dave? How are you? How many leagues did you enter this year?
I was in 13 leagues.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's a low number for me. Usually it's higher, yeah. But I wanted to cut down this year.
Right.
I made the playoffs in 10, including all of my money leagues.
Oh my god!
And I advanced. I had a bye in four of them, and I advanced in four of them. So I'm still alive in 8 of 13. And I was talking to Drab before I came on the air. Drab's a wild card team taking on the 2 seed this week. I'm in the exact same boat in a league that I'm in with a bunch of my college buddies. And I'd be one of them who lives in the area. So tough luck, Sliffman. Sorry you couldn't take me down, brother, but I was able to beat his team. And like that feeling, that's what we play for.
Yeah.
We want to be able to beat up on our buddies, our coworkers, our family members. It's so silly. Like fantasy is so silly, but it's so fun when we can beat our friends at this dumb game.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. That's why I'm here talking to you. We want to win. Let's put our best foot forward and take it down again this week.
Yeah, I mean, the league that I'm still alive in, the number one seed, my buddy Gary, he talks so much smack all year long. He's got a good team, but, you know, I can't stand when your buddies just rub it in your face. So I'm not playing him this week. All right, if I win, I'll probably play him in the championship. But I got to get a win because I got to get to the championship, get me some guaranteed
gotta
money.
Got to beat Gary. Got to give him a taste.
All right, so at running back, I've got Pacheco, I've got Chuba, I've got Swift. I kind of think I know where you're going to go on this, but I need
to. Yeah, with those running backs, I don't know if you're going to beat Gary.
No,
what are you going to do? I will say that Chuba's going to be my pick, Bish, because I think he's still going to get a lot of work. I don't hate the matchup against Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough spot for the Cardinals to be in, going across the country to take on the Panthers. And I think Chuba's better than what we've seen the last couple of games. I don't think he's running out of gas. Then the next best option there would be Swift against the Lions, whose defense I'm starting to get questions about, man. And obviously that's going to happen after Josh Allen and the Bills go off on them, but they lost Laleem McNeil. He's one of their best defensive players. He's donezo for the year. And Swift actually looked pretty good against Minnesota, and that's a good run defense on Monday. I wonder if he could actually – remember, he should have scored. Swift had a touchdown taken off the board because of a dumb penalty by the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this week he gets that touchdown along with the same type of yardage and workload that he had the week prior.
Okay. What do you expect? It's a super flex league, so I've got Hurts and Mayfield. What do you expect from Hurts in particular against Washington?
I have big numbers, and I think that offense is starting to get itself back on track and really peak. Last week was really encouraging for their passing game against a Steelers team that does have a lot of pass rush pressure. I think the Steelers have a good secondary, not a great secondary. And Jalen Hurts rose to the occasion and had a big game, connecting with Brown and Devontae Smith. Each of them had a big game. And Saquon didn't. Saquon was kind of beat up in the game. And you know now that Philadelphia, they can beat you any way they want. And Hurts on top of that, just his potential as a runner. The fact that he can get you 30 yards on a single carry, and he's got the whole tush-push thing going for him. I don't see how in the world you don't look at Jalen Hurts and think top three fantasy quarterback.
Okay. All right, and last call before we get to some of the listeners here. I got Jameson. Well, here's my receivers, all right? I need three.
Yeah.
I got Jameson. Yeah. I've got Devontae. I've got Garrett Wilson. And obviously last week he did score, I think, but he only had three catches because he went to Adams the entire game. And then I've got Metcalf and Waddle. So I've got DK, Jalen, Garrett Wilson, Devontae, and Jameson. I need three.
Go find something to wear in your closet that's green, because you're now a Jets fan. You're going to start both Adams and Garrett Wilson. And then I think Jameson Williams is also on your list. I don't love it for Jameson going outdoors. Jared Goff's track record outdoors is not very good, especially when it's cold. And in Chicago, it's going to be around 30 degrees on Sunday in the forecast. It's something, I think he has like two or three career games under 50 degrees out of 21. Where he's had 20-plus fantasy points.
Mm.
So I'm very nervous about Goff. He's like a top-six fantasy quarterback.
Yeah.
He's more like a top-10 guy, and he might even fall further. But there are a lot of sus quarterbacks this week. And so Jameson Williams, kind of a boomer-bust type of play.
Okay.
But DK Metcalf's playing hurt. He doesn't look right.
Right.
And I just think Jameson's your best third receiver.
Okay. All right.
All right, you want to bang on some of these calls?
The lineup is set.
Still got the same cast of characters here calling in. Pastor Jacques, line one. He's in the playoffs, obviously. Jacques, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, just trying to string together a couple more dubs, baby. This is exciting. Love it.
All right, what do you got
for Dave?
So, Dave, just more than just a ranking, I kind of want to know your thought process on this. So I've just got one spot I'm trying to fill. It's a half-point PPR. But I'm wondering, because I've got Ladd McConkey, and he's been playing well lately. This game, though, like, terrifies me from an offensive perspective. Zertan's back. Denver's the second best against wideouts, and there's a low over and under. And so I've got Pickens, and they need him to run that offense. And so I'm wondering, do I wait for Pickens? I know there's a risk, but if Pickens doesn't go, I can always swerve to Jalen Warren or Christian Watson on Monday night. And so that's kind of the scenario.
I hear the scenario. I don't like your options in case George Pickens does not play. I'd rather go with McConkey. Now, if we learn today that George Pickens practices in full and he looks like he's going to be a go for the matchup against Baltimore, you could probably chance it with Pickens over McConkey. It would be a very close call. But the thing that I really appreciate about Ladd McConkey is that he's got a full route tree. He's already a very good route runner. And even if he does get shadowed by Surtain, I think he can ditch that coverage on in-breaking routes. And I don't think the Chargers have much of a choice but to lean on Ladd McConkey. They can't run the ball. Their other wide receivers are going to be kind of shut down by others in that Broncos passing game. Listen, Denver's secondary just in general very good, and their pass rush is good, which means that Justin Herbert has to get the ball out quick. That's another thing in favor of Ladd McConkey, because he's not running 30 yards downfield. He's running 10 yards, breaking into the middle of the field, boom, he's open, and Herbert's throwing him the ball with accuracy. So I like Ladd McConkey, even though it's a tough matchup. I think he's in the range of getting 6-7 catches and maybe even getting close to 100 yards even against Denver.
Wow.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Jacques. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, brother.
All right, pal. Let's go to Brandon in Richmond. Brandon, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, boys. Hey, Dave, I'm getting crushed with quarterback inconsistency and injuries. So I'm in a super flex league. I need 2 of 4. I don't think any of these are great options, but I need to put my two best out there. So I've got Bo Nix, Geno Smith, Derek Carr, and Russell Wilson.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Your options stink. And having Derek Carr on your team isn't going to help you. The first move I would suggest is dumping him, looking on your waiver wire, see who's available. Can you get your hands on Cooper Rush? Can you get your hands on Aiden O'Connell?
What about Penix?
You got to let me finish my spiel. He was the next name that was going to come out of my mouth. But Michael Penix in Atlanta is someone who's got huge upside. I don't know if I would trust him this week. I don't know how much he's going to have to throw. They're playing the Giants. But I think that in time, if he has a good If he has a decent start this week, he's going to continue to start for the Falcons, and that's a good group of wide receivers and pass catchers that he can work with. But Cooper Rush is the one that kind of stands out to me as somebody who could surprise with another good game against Tampa. We know their secondary stinks. If I had to start two from the guys that he had, Bo Nix is a slam dunk based on that list. I don't think he's necessarily a slam dunk for everybody, kind of a borderline start this week. I don't think he'll be as bad as he was last week. By the way, he threw three touchdowns. And then Geno Smith would be the other one, and you're just kind of banking on volume with him, having to throw a lot. There's huge question marks about Seattle's backfield right now, and the Vikings secondary has been known to give up some big plays. Maybe that helps Geno Smith a little bit, but I can't trust Russell Wilson without George Pickens, and Derek Carr's out for the year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay, Carr's Dunsky.
All right, thank you, Brandon. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Yeah, you too, bud.
I have start one. Given he's healthy, do I start Tua, Stroud, or Geno?
I'd lean toward Tua, and he's in that same boat as Bo Nix, as a quarterback who's been good for fantasy, but last week, really gross.
Yeah.
And now you don't know what exactly to expect, and he's taken on the 49ers, and that's a really tough matchup for him. But I do think he's going to have to throw a lot because the Dolphins, much like the Chargers, they can't run the ball. They don't have anybody in their backfield that's good at running. And that's an important thing when you talk about playing football. Now, Tua's getting the ball out quickly. That volume has helped him a lot as far as getting good fantasy production. He's just got to not throw interceptions. And last week was a sloppy week, three interceptions. That was a problem. The 49ers are going to try and trick him. I don't know if I can say with confidence that Tua's going to get you 28 fantasy points, but he should get you in that neighborhood of like 17 to 20 as a floor. And that might be good enough to put him as a top 12 quarterback this week because there is a lot of uncertainty at quarterback, and there are a lot of quarterbacks with tough matchups that we're going to have a hard time trusting.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you, bud. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, buddy. Thank you, pal.
Good luck.
Let's go to David. It's Sterling. David, what's up? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, everybody. So two questions here real quick. So I need two out of the three full PPR, Malik Nabers, Tyreek Hill, or Jordan Addison. And then second is I need Hurts or Jaden Daniels. It's a bonus league, so every touchdown over 40 yards or 50 yards gets me a bunch of extra points.
Yeah, I'm going to overlook the bonuses because I do think Daniels is better at that, but I just think that Jalen Hurts is in position to have a better game. It is a tough call with those three wide receivers. They're all very good. I wish you could find a way to start all three. So what I kind of want to go back to is, you know, what's the volume going to look like for all three of these guys? And I would guess that Malik Nabers is still going to get huge volume. You said it's a PPR league, so he's in. There's always the chance that Jordan Addison has a down game. He is very much a boom or bust type of wide receiver, although his targets have been great. And we could say the exact same thing about Tyreek Hill. And he is taking on the 49ers. You know what? I'm going to go with Addison over Tyreek Hill. This is a risk. But I look at the targets. I think it's something like 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6 with at least 7 targets. He's clearly a part of what the Vikings are doing. And I think the matchup against Seattle, I don't know if it's necessarily going to lead to a shootout. But I do think that Jordan Addison does have potential to win along the outside. The weakness of that Seattle secondary is definitely along the outside. It is certainly not in the slot. And I think Addison probably has a little bit better chance of having an explosive game than Tyreek Hill does. So the more that I sit here and talk about it, the more I actually like it. Hmm. I would go with Addison and Nabers over Tyreek Hill. Hill's matchup against the 49ers, I've been really impressed with the 49ers secondary lately. And I'm really not as impressed with Tua's opportunities for Tyreek downfield. It's been a lot of short stuff. It's a dink and dunk offense at this point.
All right, bro.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Dave, before we get to speed round quickly, I've got Cincinnati in my defensive slot right now, just based on the fact that they're going to play a bad quarterback who might turn the ball over, and they capitalized last week. But I could pick Atlanta, Indy, Detroit's available, the Chargers are available. What are your thoughts?
I would go with the Falcons because they're taking on the Giants and Drew Lock under center, and that this defense, since their bye, has completely changed their identity. This is now one of the most aggressive defenses in the National Football League, 14 sacks in their last three games. I would go with the Falcons against the Giants over the Bengals, who just they've got a great matchup, but they really don't have a lot of great talent on defense.
Okay. All right, time for the speed round. There it is. I don't have the spiel that Cakes has.
Come on, Valdez. You know the rules. No ums. Don't question
no
Dave.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
All that good
no speakers. $1,000. No speakers. All right, let's go to the first one.
DJ, speed round, go.
Done.
All right, let's go to Oscar. Speed round, go.
Devontae Smith, Terry McLaurin.
McLaurin.
All right, let's go to Jeremy. Speed round, obvious. Go.
Full PPR, Bucky Irving or Brian Robinson?
Bucky.
Buck.
Let's go to Jack. Speed round, go.
Need 2 of 4, non-PPR. McLaurin, Zay, Harrison Jr., or Shakir?
I would go with McLaurin, and I think Shakir's probably a little safer than Zay Flowers.
All right, there you go, bud. Let's go to Andre. Speed round, go.
Devontae Adams or Cooper Kupp.
Adams over Cooper Kupp.
Let's go to Eric. Speed round, go.
PPR, Necesito Uno, Harrison, Hopkins, Watson.
Not Watson.
All right, let's go to Rob Springfield. Speed round, go.
Half PPR flex, Aaron Jones, Jaden Reed, Keenan Allen, Devontae Smith, or Jerome Ford?
Damn. Jones.
That's it?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Todd. Speed round, go.
Jonnu Smith, Mark Andrews, PPR.
Jonnu.
Jonnu's been putting up big numbers.
Let's go to Mike. Yeah. Speed round, go.
Penix or Stafford?
Matthew Stafford.
Let's go to Dave. Speed round, go.
Tua, Stafford, or Bo Nix?
Same answer, Stafford.
All right, there you go. We did it. No John DePompa. That's it.
Dave, all right, Dave, good luck.
Have a great holiday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A little bit of optimism for Commanders fans. The last time Washington took on Philadelphia, it was on a short week. Jaden Daniels was hurt. The defense wasn't in the same shape that it should be in against Philadelphia. I think the Commanders give the Eagles a game.
All right.
Love to hear
it. But you do think Hurts puts up bigger numbers than Daniels?
I think it could end up being a shootout between the two teams, and Daniels could be okay, but Hurts is the much safer option. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. You're in.
Always a pleasure. Have a great week and weekend.
Good luck in week 16, everybody.
All right, sir. Thank you, pal.
Yes, sir. It's our good friend, Dave Richard. Man, I've got Hurts, and then I'm also playing against Daniels in that game,
right.
Same game. All right, when we come back, let's talk to our good friend, Nick Dowd of the Washington Capitals.